Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast with Jason Wilkins. Life, art, marketing, and all the deliciousness in between. Here we go.
Okay, we're live.
We're ready to go.
Should we start by cheersing?
Let's cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. So we already opened, because I still don't have my visual component to the podcast. I'm working on it. We just cheersed the peach sour.
Republican House Brewery.
Yeah. So this is episode 12 of the Art Burrito Podcast. And again, brought to you by Publican House. And as a special, so I have the mayor on today, Diane Therrien. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
And so we're giving away $25 to somebody who asked a question on Instagram prior to the podcast. So we're going to go into that later. I'm going to get you to select a number at random.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, so we'll do that. I'm going to have a drink too.
Yeah, you got to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So again, thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem.
I wanted to have you on for a while. Actually, I think I canceled a couple times.
It's okay. That's normally my move.
Yeah. I have to say, the last election was the only time I've been excited about really voting.
Oh, right on.
In town. So it was just super awesome. Everyone was so into it. And I'm so glad it turned out the way it did. I mean,
it was exciting.
Yeah. I kind of just want to jump in, and what I usually do is have my guests kind of go back and give us a recap on your life. So you could start wherever you want. Oh, God. You could start like what you were like as a kid to whatever. I just kind of want to know a little bit of your history for anyone who doesn't already know.
Okay. Sure. So, I mean, as a kid, I was always, I had a lot of energy, ADD kid. And it took me a while until I was a grown up, ostensibly, to like sort of channel that energy into like in a positive way, to actually being productive and not just getting in trouble all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got involved in a lot of sort of community social justice type organizations when I was doing my undergrad at McMaster.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in that community. And I love Hamilton. I moved here from there and thought I would move back, but then fell in love with Peterborough.
Yeah.
And so I'm still kicking around here.
So you were born in Hamilton?
I was technically born in Brampton.
Okay.
And grew up in Mississauga and then Hamilton.
Okay. Yeah.
No love for Mississauga.
Yeah.
That was a tough place to be.
Yeah, I was born in Scarborough.
Yeah.
So I can kind of relate.
Yeah, I mean, at least you had like a bit more going on. Mississauga was just like sprawl.
Yeah.
And that was, 30 years ago now. So it's changed a lot. But luckily my parents moved up here too, so I never have to go back there.
Yeah. Oakville's much like that, actually, because I went to school there. It's like super spread out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's so like nothing's walkable. There's no real sense of community.
So as a student, it's super hard to get around.
Yeah. So coming here, it was like, oh, okay. It's like a small city, but it's got like awesome restaurants and arts and music. And I came here to do my master's at Trent. So I sort of like just fell into having this instant community with fellow students, and Trent is just like such an awesome place.
Yeah.
And so, that's sort of a little bit of history on that, I guess.
Awesome. Trent, I think I just read Trent is topping the list again on a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. They do well in the McLean's rankings.
Yeah. Cool. Right off the top, I really wanted to find out, like when you were running, when you found out that you won, like what was that feeling for you? Like, I guess you were exhausted, number one, but
it was a long day. Well, it had been a long campaign, right?
Yeah.
And then the polls like were delayed. All the results were delayed by like over an hour. So it was extra stress. And so it was kind of just surreal. We were backstage at Showplace And my campaign manager sort of came back and was like, you won. And so that's all I knew. I didn't know about like how much or whatever the margins were. So it was just kind of like very, really good energy, like went out. There were so many people that had come to the, the end of campaign party there to listen to, you know, me talk and just really like, yeah, it was exciting. People were pumped. There was, you know, infants there and seniors and everybody in between, which is really cool.
Yeah.
To know that there's, you know, multi-generational, movement behind you. So yeah, it was good.
That's cool. When you first got it, like, what was the first thing on the top of your head that you're like, okay, when I get in there, like number one, like, this is it. Like, I have to do this or try to put this into motion, even if it didn't take effect, like right away. Was there anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, there was several things on the list that we wanted to try to implement. And so one of the things that we got pretty early on was around like a counselor code of conduct and, that we had that debate, the previous council, and most of them didn't support it. And then the province said, well, you have to do it. So, and then now this new council, there was a pretty overwhelming support for it. So that was sort of like, you know, an important piece. There's a lot of them are like the bigger, longer term, in terms of, you know, transportation planning and how do we make this city more accessible and, you know, that kind of stuff can't happen overnight. I mean, nothing happens overnight in government, really.
Yeah. I imagine everything takes some time.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of it was just reaching out to staff and community to try to be like, okay, so I'm here now. I want to do things a little bit differently than we're maybe done before. And so, you know, just kind of laying that groundwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was important.
How long did it take for you to really be like, for you to kind of catch your breath and be like, okay, this is like a real thing. Like I'm the mayor now. So yeah.
I don't know. I think kind of fell into it like pretty quickly. It was like, okay, this is the new reality of the gig. This is what's going on. But it's still like, sometimes just feels like, you know, I'm just some person really.
Yeah.
Who has a office, you know,
for sure.
I try not to be like,
yeah,
like people, you look familiar. I'm like, oh, maybe I met you before. I don't want to like be like, well, I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's still so weird to me.
Right. Do you ever wake up here and catch yourself? You're like, oh, I'm the mayor of Peterborough. Like, oh yeah, right.
That's like, often why I can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this to do.
Yeah. That was kind of one of my next questions was, how hard is it for you to leave stuff in the office? Like, do you?
Yeah, you can't really. I knew that from being on council before too. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who like lives and works in the heart of the city and in the downtown.
Yep.
You know, you see, you can't go, I mean, in Peterborough, you can't go anywhere without like running into people that you know, or people that you don't know, but that know me. And so, yeah, it's hard. And I'm, you know, on email all weekend and, evenings, I try to shut off like after 10, otherwise it's like, it's hard to fall asleep because you're just thinking about all the things that you need to do and fix. And
yeah. Like this weekend, like you said, before we got on here, you said you're going to like take some time. So will you get time this weekend to really like,
So there's actually this weekend, there's not really any events. And again, it was one of the things I'm like, oh, there's no events this weekend. Oh, it's because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People are
doing
that. So yeah, we're going to go to Toronto and visit my sister and my nephew. So that'll be kind of nice.
That's good. Yeah.
And then tomorrow just chill.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, when you're, like you mentioned, when you're walking around downtown, do you have people like come up to you and like try to get you to solve their problem, like on the spot, being like, you do get that? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. How do you handle that without being like, I'm walking, can't address this right now?
I mean, normally I'll just say, and it's true. It's like, can you send that to me in an email? Cause I don't want to forget about it.
Yeah.
Cause if that happens a bunch, like I don't want, if I'm on my way to a meeting or whatever, I don't want it to get sidelined because people's concerns are valid. And if there are issues that we can help with, you know, I certainly want to do that. So it's normally like, can you either like call or send an email just so that I have that on the record
sure.
It will remind me to look at that. But
well, I mean, that's good. That's all you can do.
But there's a lot, you know, it's like people email about, you know, getting a parking ticket or, you know.
Do they really? Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. Well, maybe I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's,
And then it's like, so, and again, like the role among the roles of being a counselor or mayor is to be that liaison between constituents and City Hall, because people, you know, if you like, you don't necessarily know which staff person to contact about a, you know, a ticket that you feel like you shouldn't have gotten.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
So that's fine. It's, you know, I just sort of copy the staff on it and say like, can you follow up with this person?
Because
I don't have the like individual power to like wave a wand and get rid of
parking
tickets, but there is a system in place that, you know, people can follow through and do that.
How many staff do you have? Like, how many people do you have that work
for me?
For you? Yeah. One. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you had like a, if you had like a crew.
No, I was talking to a counselor in Toronto, a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about like, you know, be out, like, cause I'm out in the community a lot. They're like, yeah, that's good. You know? And I said, but it's hard then because there's so much stuff at the office that I need to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and they had like 14 staff people in their counselor office, like for one counselor. I'm like, well, I have one person who's great, but she does all the
admin
stuff and then also support for council. So it's like, it's a bit different than it is there. So
Yeah. So she tracks like your schedule and like, does all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. And when people call the office, she's sort of the one that'll answer the phone and she'll help, try to help solve problems.
Yeah.
If she can do it rather than having it, you know, my phone, me being on the phone all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So social media, of course, now is a part of, I mean, you have to deal with that.
Yes.
First of all, do you do your own social?
I do. Yeah. So Ashley helps me with Instagram and she runs the Peterborough Mayor Twitter account.
Okay.
And then I have my own Twitter account but we both do Instagram.
So. Yeah. Yeah. How do you deal with, being who you are, it's anybody really. You get all kinds of shit coming through that you don't want to look at or that's offensive or that's whatever. How do you deal with that kind of thing?
I don't really read comments.
Yeah.
Particularly on Facebook, because it's like just kind of a cesspool sometimes.
Uh-huh, it sure is.
There's always people posting like, you know, unsavory stuff. And that's part of that is just, that's the job. And you have to deal with people that don't like you and that will never like you. And you're never going to please everybody. So you just kind of have to focus on doing the best job you can and knowing that there's always going to be haters.
Yeah, totally. Again, I think that's something that, if you're on social media at all, that's what you're kind of dealing with. That stuff.
Yeah. And it's like in this day and age, you know, there are several counselors that aren't on social media at all. I think, it'd be hard now to go back to not, you know, so I need to be on it, but it is having that balance of just sort of posting stuff and then.
For sure.
And not checking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that I try to tell people, like I have in my bios that like, I don't monitor my DMs on there, especially on Instagram. You get weird ones from like,
oh man, there's dudes. There's all kinds of weird stuff that comes through.
But then there'll be people that are like, you know, I tried to call your office and I can't reach you. And it's like, okay, well, if you could send me an email, that'd be better because I don't frequently check the messages on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah.
Just because sometimes you get weird stuff from like guys overseas.
Oh yeah.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
And I get all kinds of weird spammy stuff.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
Just,
and then it's hard to filter out like what's actually.
Yeah. Legit, right? And time is so valuable for you, especially I'm sure. So it's
it's hard enough to monitor like the amount of email volume that I get.
Yeah.
Never mind all these different channels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 So with my work, like I don't really talk to my wife about it too much. Like she kind of knows what I do. I come in and draw and whatever. Do you look to your partner for like advice on things or do you kind of keep it pretty like separate?
No, I don't. It'd be hard to keep it separate.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause you know, when I'm, you know, if I'm stressed out or if I have a problem or like, how do I deal with this? Like he's very good at like walking through potential scenarios So that's helpful. I think it'd be really hard too if you had a partner that was like didn't want to know
or talk
about what you're doing.
Totally.
And then it's like, you know, because the nature of the job is a lot of evenings and weekends and you know, so they'd be like, how come I never see you?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's great, very supportive, and is always happy to just to talk about things that are going on and how to handle them. And
yeah. So that
let me vent about stuff.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of that. But like, are you finding that decent balance for time? Like, are you kind of getting into a groove, or I guess you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah. Right? And it's interesting because people like will ask what's a normal day, in the life. And it's like, well, there isn't really one, because every day is different. Like some days it's 8 a.m. start for a meeting, and then you go until a meeting at 7 p.m. So, and then some days I might just have one meeting, and then the rest of the time I can either be in the office, or sometimes if I've had a 12-hour day, then I can do a lot of work from home because all the email goes to my phone.
Yeah.
So it really depends. I think it's, you know, you try to find that balance between being out in the community and talking to people and celebrating all the stuff that's going on. And then the other third of it is like the constituent work, emails, phone calls, helping to solve people's issues. And then the other third is around like the policy work of like, here's what we actually want to get done for the city, and here's how we want to move the city forward.
Yeah.
So it is hard. I find there's a lot of time spent in meetings.
Yeah.
And I've tried to be a little bit better about like, are there meetings that I don't necessarily need to be at? If another counselor is there, can they just like fill me in?
Yeah.
Which frees up time then to do a lot of the policy stuff.
Yeah. 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 Is there anything that surprised you about like when you came in, is there anything you're like, oh shit, like I didn't know that was going to be a thing when I got it. Like anything that you.
Yeah. There's a few. I don't know that I can talk about them though.
Well, that's okay. But yeah. Yeah. So
there's just, I mean, we all know government, you know, doesn't always move as fast as we would like.
Sure.
And I think which I knew from being on council, but it is sort of like, you know, there are times where it's like, I can't believe it's going to take X amount of months to get, you know, one, you know, seemingly one little thing
right
on the go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, and that's not to say, you know, that staff's not working hard, or I'm not trying to disparage anybody that way. It's just the nature of government and how the approvals process works and all the different, you know, layers of legislation that we need to abide by and all that kind of stuff.
That must be so frustrating, especially when you're passionate about something, right? And you want it to go through, and you're just like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you have anything on your brain that's like a kind of a big fish that you want something major to happen and that you're close to it happening, or do you still have like a giant kind of to-do list and you're like, picking away at it kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, the to-do list also involves all the like follow up on email, follow up on X, Y, and Z issues.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the big things, so there's a lot, and part of one of the many things that I love about this community is that, it really like kind of works together to try to improve stuff. So like the DBIA has been working a lot on this smart cities, proposal, which is, you know, an opportunity to get a quite large sum of money to put towards a cool, innovative project. So that's something that
in the arts,
I think maybe the focus, you know, we want it to have a housing component. Yep. Obviously housing's a huge issue.
Yeah.
But is it, you know, a new art gallery with 10 stories of housing on it? Like we haven't fleshed that out yet. But that's something that, you know, we have the potential to win a lot of money to do something really cool and bold and innovative. So that's, you know, that's something that we're definitely working on, that I'm committed to as a high priority.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's lots though.
Like, there is so much
on the go.
There's so much. And like, my wife would kill me if I didn't ask, but like the Humane Society is like they're like moving closer and closer to that new facility.
Yeah.
So she's just like, I don't know, you know, what it takes to get funding.
Well, the city,
like that's a pretty big project.
We did get $1.5 million, I think.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a decent chunk.
That's a lot. That's a lot. We don't have a lot of money.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell your wife that.
That's good. Well, she'll listen. Yeah. It's something like, I mean, a lot of people are passionate about the Humane Society, and cause she works there. She's front desk.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. My dogs are from the Humane Society. So I've always been a big supporter for sure.
That's great. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to go through some questions that came through Instagram.
Sure.
And okay, so before I start reading them, I'm going to get you to pick a number between 1 and 7.
7.
Perfect, then. And I don't know who that is yet. So I'm going to go back and find them, and then I'll tell them that they won $25 to Publican's Restaurant, which is awesome. Okay, first comment, it's not a question. Thanks for thanks for bringing back normal. So that's good.
Normal. Yeah. Even what normal is.
I guess this is normal.
That's good though.
Yeah, that's
all
good.
Right. You're welcome.
This I know is from my son. He's 21.
Okay.
And all he said, yeah, I have
You're
four kids.
Dad
he's my
here.
Oldest. Yeah. Well, I was 20 when he was born. Yeah.
Wow.
In art school. That was fun. all he said is Uber. I'm sure.
Oh, was he the one? I read that. And
I'm sure. I mean, it's not the only, you probably hear it all the time.
I do. And so the city and the police board, like there needs to be a bylaw to regulate what we call transportation network companies. Mm. And so it's in process. We're in process of developing that bylaw and it should be ready to go soon. I've talked to Uber, I've talked to Lyft. Neither one of those companies is ready or interested in coming to Peterborough yet.
Okay.
But we do have a local company that has a rideshare app that's basically ready to go.
So that's almost even better.
So yeah, for
local,
sure.
Local, right? Yeah.
And so once that TNC bylaw gets passed,
yeah,
then this local company, and I've been talking to them for a couple of years,
yeah,
like they're basically ready to go.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that is, stay tuned because that is happening. It won't be Uber, but it'll be some local guys. And yeah, that is
better. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Sam.
There you go, Sam.
Okay.
And so, everybody else who asked me about
that. Oh, but yeah, everybody
stop
else.
Stop asking me about it.
Yeah. when is Chemung being widened and when will the homes be removed that the city bought?
It's a good question. So I'd have to check on the timeline about the homes being removed.
Yeah.
Because the Chemung project is in, like, it's in the capital budget to happen in the next couple of years.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it needs to be.
I don't know anything about it, so.
Yeah, so basically they want to, like, south of Sunset Boulevard, they want to put in, like, a proper turning lane. Because part of the congestion is always when people are trying to turn left.
Yeah.
That it just backs up because there's not left or right turn lanes along that stretch. So that's the plan is to widen that to be able to allocate for proper turning lanes.
Cool.
And it's in, you know, I think all of council wants to see that get done as quickly as possible. Okay. So it's a big project.
Yeah.
But the plans are in the works and it'll be happening within the next couple of years. Hopefully.
Nice. Do you get inundated with all the questions like that? Like, you know, I have a pothole and, or I have, there's this light that's, you know, we should have a light here and stuff like that. Do you get those?
Yeah, we get a lot. I mean, often people, if they email me and their ward counselors, you know, like I'll sometimes defer to the ward counselors to
yeah, that
respond.
Seems to make sense.
I mean, often we have to follow up with staff anyways to find out,
right?
You know, the information, like if somebody's like, I want a crossing light here, how do I, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'll copy the right staff who can talk about like what it might cost, what the process would look like for you.
Yeah. And those things aren't cheap either.
No, so, they're not. Yeah. Nothing's cheap.
Yeah.
Literally nothing is cheap.
I think that's something people maybe don't realize when they're like coming to you for stuff, probably. I would imagine just like, can you just, this is important, make it happen.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And and I mean, even I get blown away sometimes when I see the project costs, like the total costs for some things, like it's crazy expensive.
Well, there's a lot more people involved than you probably think, or that the average person would think.
Yeah, for sure.
You just see people out working, and you're like, oh, they're construction guys.
And yeah.
They're just doing it. Yeah.
There's a whole other team behind the scenes.
Okay. So next one is, this is my brother. how do you deal with not possibly being able to please everyone?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you just have to know that you're not going to be able to please everybody, and accept that
and just
make sure that you're like, you know, I feel like as long as I stay true to like what I believe in and my values,
yes, yep,
and I can justify decisions that I make. And that's sort of how I've always operated. Like people will be like, I'm upset you did this or did this. And it's like, I appreciate you sharing that. And like,
yeah,
can I explain to you why I did that? And, you know, I think as long as you don't sort of like sell out or compromise your values, then
yeah, for sure.
You just know, like, again, there's always going to be people that don't like you. Like there's people you could build a statue in their honor and they would still not like you.
Yeah.
So you just kind of, that just comes with the job and the territory and you just sort of have to.
Yeah. And if you're caring all the time about that stuff, it's just, a distraction, right?
Yeah, too. For sure.
So
yeah,
you probably have to just distance yourself and keep your blinders.
Yeah. It's good to have people around that, like, will challenge you or disagree with you on certain decisions.
I think that's
super
important.
And we have that around council too. And I have friends and like, not advisors, but like, you know, trusted people that I would talk to that will say, well, have you thought about this? I don't think you should do X, Y, Z, whatever. So it is important to have that. You don't want just people around you telling you that you're like doing a great job all the time.
No, you wouldn't want that.
But you also don't want people that you're, you know, that just like hate you and will always hate you.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
No, not at all. What is the city doing to support and encourage small business to help succeed? This is from Emily May, Emily May's Cookies. I don't know if you heard of her, Jen. Yeah. She's super awesome. She opened up a storefront, up Lansdowne.
Oh yeah.
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 So yeah.
Yeah. I mean the city, you know, we have Peterborough Courses Economic Development. That's sort of the body that's more responsible.
Yeah. I know there's lots of stuff set up like that.
Yeah. There is lots of stuff that, you know, the city funds or supports in some way. But there isn't a lot that's directly like run by the municipality out of City Hall. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, speaking for council, we're all very supportive of small business and know that that's, you know, the driving force of our economy these days is small and medium-sized business. And so how can we make sure that they're supported and are able to thrive? But the programs are more through, you know, the Business Development Bank of Canada and PCED and those guys who have that background and knowledge in economic development. Whereas the city, like economic development used to be a department of the city and then it spun out.
I was wondering about that, how that
in
was.
In some places it is an internal department and some it's how we do it here.
Yeah.
And there's arguments about which way is better, but they're the ones that are more, you know, have more of those, you know, and then the DBIA does a lot of workshops and cool things too.
And I know that she has taken advantage of, she just went to something last night. So she's definitely, she's already,
Chamber has their PBX and those types of things too. So there's a lot out there that the city is obviously supportive of, but we're not necessarily running.
Running them. Okay, cool. What are you most proud of so far? And something that you wish you had done different. So I imagine there's different scenarios there. Like you're probably proud of lots of things and you probably wish you had done things different lots of times. So what, if you could pick maybe one of those examples.
Yeah.
I know it's probably hard.
Yeah. Cause there is a lot. You know, we had a really good, event last February for Black History Month, which had never been really celebrated in Peterborough before by the municipality anyways. So that was a really nice, community celebration. So I'm proud that we were able to pull that together and pull that off. You know, I'm proud that we've come together as a council to deal with some really difficult situations. And there are certainly out of those, there are things that I would have done a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I would have.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. Like, which is hard to do, right? Like you can't be like, oh, if only I had asked X, Y, these questions, you know, 3 months earlier, it might have been different. But there's a lot of really good work happening on housing, which is exciting. We had a great meeting back in July with like 100 people. And private sector developers and people with money and people that wanted to help contribute to a solution. So that's ongoing. So I'm proud of that work.
Good.
I mean, in terms of, you know, what to do differently, I think, you know, at the beginning of council, could have done, and we're looking to do it, you know, keep doing it, but do more of like a team building kind of stuff. Cause I've talked a lot about how, it's difficult because counselors are part-time.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Part-time. A lot of them put in like a lot more than part-time hours, but, if they work during the day, you know, it's hard to just get together as like colleagues, you know, like a lot of workplaces will like go to the bar after on the Friday afternoon and we don't really do that. So you don't really get a chance to know each other outside of these very formal council meetings.
For sure. Yeah.
And so going back, would there have been an opportunity to have a little bit, you know, like to go bowling and, we're looking to do that going forward, but, cause better late than never, but
sure.
That would have been something that would have been, I think helped to strengthen the team for sure.
For sure. And I guess going forward, like you said, like there's going to be new people coming in and you're going to be able to implement new things with new people that come in. And so
yeah,
that's good. Okay. So we're going to take a momentary break. Okay, so last question. what motivated you to become mayor?
So I get, I get asked a lot if I like always wanted to be in politics, and I didn't. It was not really something that I'd ever thought about when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of, you know, I got involved in city council years ago, a lot, largely out of, you know, starting to pay attention to municipal politics in Peterborough around the Parkway debates that happened in 2012. And out of that, I started going to meetings and watching the conversations and just not, and not enjoying
what was going on.
Yeah. What was going on and the representation that I felt was lacking around there. And then, you know, after a couple of years on council, there was talk about, you know, who's going to run for mayor. Is, you know, if the former mayor is running again, people really wanted to see like progressive, somebody progressive come, come in. And so, and I had sort of said, you know, if there's somebody who wants to do it, who's got a better shot, you know, I'd be happy to defer and support them, but nobody. but I just, I also thought, you know, it's one of those things, you know, not, if not me, then who, and if not now, then when kind of thing. And so it was really just about wanting to, push city council to a more progressive place. You know, we've got a more diverse and inclusive and progressive city council now than perhaps ever. And more so than many communities in the province. So it's awesome. And, you know, and having, you know, Kemi there too, who's another young person, to bring that kind of perspective is really helpful. So...
Yeah, I've seen her kind of come up over the years because she went to Trent. And then I saw her at a few events and like, it's kind of neat to see that happen.
Yeah, she's really like, she's got a lot of that, you know, she's worked a lot at that grassroots level. So people know her and trust her. And she's always been, you know, solid. She's just a solid person. And brings a great perspective. Like we were talking a bit about, you know, transit, and she's the only counselor, the only person around that table who like uses transit on a regular basis. And the previous council, I don't know that there really was anyone.
You know? So if you're removed from that, you don't have really a good perspective on what's needed, right?
For sure. And the same with cycling, like her and I, like last term, I was the only one that, you know, rode a bike. And now her and I are able to be like, okay, well, you need to listen to also the, you know, the concerns of people that bike did around the city. And I, you know, we both also drive and so we get that too, but, it's, you know, we have different perspectives.
That's cool. It's all, again, like anything, it's who you surround yourself with, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Personally, professionally. It makes, makes you better at what you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do when you do have downtime? Like what are your hobbies? We already know that movies aren't your thing.
I do like watching like Netflix and stuff. I mean, I like walking my dogs. Trying to get back into going to the gym.
I saw you guys on, I think you're, it was, what was the last event downtown? It was raining like really hard. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, I saw you guys walking your dog. I always see you walking your dog. I do see you.
They're cute. I was going to bring them today, but I didn't know. I've never been to the studio. I probably shouldn't just show up. Two animals. But yeah. And then, I don't know. It's funny. Cause like, often I just kind of want to get home and chill. Like, you know,
I imagine your brain kind of gets on fire a little bit. Like if, when you're at the end of your day, you're probably just like,
I've been trying to get back into, like, I got a couple books recently and I've been trying to get back into that rather than just always watching Netflix. But then it's also like, I've been reading all day, whether it's emails or reports or, you know, so, you know, I can be a bit lazy about that. But.
Do you ever have these like, because I do it just because of the business I'm in, just being in a creative business. Do you ever let your mind kind of wander and you're like, you know, I would love for this to happen, but it seems like way over here. And I don't know if we can ever get to that. Like, do you ever kind of do that where, and then you think, oh, well, maybe I'll try to make it happen or.
Sometimes. I mean, it's also like, I have a list of, you know, priorities that I'm working on and try not, you know, if something really, you know, urgent and important comes along. But then it's a lot of it's like, okay, how do I get through what I already need to get through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine.
I'm not as creative as you. So,
well, even when you're creative, there's like, yeah, it doesn't always come, right? So,
yeah. Exactly.
And the same thing, there's always the work that's in front of you before you can deal with that other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the never ending to do list.
Yeah. For sure. I asked this of everybody as well. So, if you were to speak to somebody, actually, you probably do. You speak to students all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
What if they were to ask you, like, how do you sort of, you know, well, become mayor of a city? Like, what do you, or a position of, it's kind of equal, or, you know, to mm-hmm. achieve their goals, whatever they are, what's your advice?
I mean, there's a few things. Staying, you know, finding like what you're passionate about and where you feel like you can, you mm-hmm. know, give a lot of energy and make a difference is important. I think in a community like Peterborough, a lot of it is just getting involved. Cause this community is a lot still about like who you know and all
for
that
sure.
kind of stuff.
For
so,
sure, yeah.
And I learned that the hard way, like not being from here. But then I started, you know, volunteering and getting involved, and then I was able to finally like mm-hmm. get employment here. So that's really important. And being at like, when I was a student, it's just, there's 100 different opportunities right in front of you at Trent. And then yeah. there's also all those ones outside. Like I was on the board of the Community Race Relations Committee, and I worked at the YWCA and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of opportunity out there to build, not just your, you know, your name and reputation kind of thing, but your skill set and your network.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is important. And then, yeah, like knowing what you're talking about is helpful. And if you don't yeah. know, being able to admit that you don't know, like I try to be pretty good about that. If I don't have the
yeah.
answer to something, being like,
yeah.
I actually don't know the answer, but I can try to find out.
Yeah. I tend to stay in my own lane too. I don't really, art is the only thing that I really know.
Yeah.
So like my daughter asked me for, and beer. Well, it's delicious. my daughter will ask me about math, and I'm just like, just don't ask me. Like I not
can't
to
help
ask
you, honey.
Me. You yeah. know not to ask me. Yeah. Yeah.
Go talk to your mother.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I guess we'll end it there, but, I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to plug that's coming up for the city or
the election. When does this get aired? Like,
oh yeah. Like,
ASAP?
Like this afternoon.
Yeah. So my partner and I just voted in the advance polls.
Yeah. We were going to go do that today. I don't
know. Oh, good. Cause I was like, have there been any other people under 60 here?
No. Yeah. No. My wife's like, we have to go. So I don't know if it's happening today.
It happens till 9. It's open till 9. The one, I don't know where you live. You're in East City, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you're a different one. Cause we went to the Bishop Doyle Hall, part of the Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
Street there. But anyway, yeah. So that's important. And then just paying attention to city council stuff. Like it's all online. You can watch it online. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
The agendas are online. Just paying attention and getting, yeah. I mean, I think it's so easy for people to sort of forget about municipal politics in a lot of ways. But it's the most tangible level of government, and it's, you know, there's a lot going on that's
yeah.
going to impact our community now and in the future. So
yeah. Everybody should vote. It's yeah. crazy to me. I hear it still.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who, so, and I'm not, it's not, you know,
this one out.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is.
And you, I get why people feel that way for sure. But ultimately it's like self-defeating.
Yeah. I mean, you should, if it doesn't go your, I mean, you can't complain if you don't
yeah.
vote either.
We'll still complain.
Still complain. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. This was great.
And, that is a wrap on episode 12. Oof. Thank you to Publican and whoever number 7 is.
You're welcome, number 7.
Yeah. You can go eat for free, or at least up to $25.
You could also spend it on Publican. Just beer if you wanted to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, genius.
Now you wish you could kept it for yourself. Helping constituents get drunk yeah. one day at a time.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I didn't say that. That would have been nice. We'll be right back.